Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. This episode is a one-hour listening and shadowing practice. It is a long, gentle story about life, change, courage, and personal growth. The language is slow, clear, and simple, perfect for beginning-level learners. I want you to just listen and relax. You can listen many times. You can repeat the sentences aloud. You can shadow my voice if you like. This is how you train your ears, your mouth, and your brain to think in English naturally. This is not a grammar lesson. It's not a vocabulary list. It's a story. And stories are one of the best ways to improve your English. They help you understand real sentences, real feelings, and real conversations. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and share it with your friends. It really helps us make more lessons like this. So, find a quiet place, take a deep breath, and let's begin this journey together. My name is Tom. I am 30 years old. I live in a small town near the sea. Every morning, I wake up early. I open my window and let the fresh air come in. The sky is usually soft and light. I make a cup of tea, sit by the window, and watch the sun slowly climb higher. Today is special. It is the first day of a new chapter in my life. I have decided to change something. For many years, I lived my life in the same way: going to work, coming home, eating dinner, sleeping, and repeating it all again. It was not bad, but it was not exciting either. I felt like a small boat, always moving in circles and never exploring the open sea. I want to grow. I want to learn who I am. I want to become someone stronger, calmer, and kinder. This is why I made a small promise to myself. I will say yes to new experiences. From today, I will try one new thing every week. It does not matter if I succeed or fail. What matters is that I try. I smile when I read the words. They are simple, but they are powerful. Growth does not happen in one day. It is built slowly with small steps. As I drink the last sip of coffee, I feel a little nervous, but I also feel excited. Something inside me is changing, and this time, I am ready for it. The first week, I choose something simple: walking to work instead of taking the bus. It is not a big change, but it feels different from the very first step. The morning air is cool and fresh. I can feel the wind touching my face. The sky is still soft and pale, and the streets are quiet. As I walk, I start to notice many things that I never saw before. There is a small bakery on the corner, and the smell of warm bread comes out of the door. A cat is sleeping under a wooden bench. It is stretching its legs lazily in the sun. A father is holding his little daughter's hand. They are laughing about something together. These are small, ordinary moments, but they feel special because I am present. I'm not rushing. I'm not checking my phone. I'm just walking and seeing the world. It makes me think, maybe there are beautiful things around me every day. I just never looked closely enough. At first, the walk is not easy. It is longer than I expected, and my legs start to feel tired. I think about stopping and catching a bus halfway. But then I remember my promise to try new things and not give up too quickly. So I keep walking. With every step, I feel a little stronger. The road feels a little shorter. The morning feels a little brighter. And somewhere inside me, a quiet voice says, "This is how change begins. One small step at a time." When I reach the office, I feel different. I feel awake and alive. I decide to do something else that is new. Talk to Anna. She is a colleague I often see in the lunchroom. She is always reading interesting books, and I have always wanted to speak with her. But I was too shy. I always thought, she is too busy. She might not want to talk. Today, I decide to try. I smile, walk over, and say, "Hi, Anna. That book looks interesting. What is it about?" She looks up and smiles back. "Oh, it's about a woman who travels alone across Asia." I love stories about travel. Then she says, "I love stories about travel." So we start talking. At first, my voice is a little shaky. But soon, the conversation feels natural. We talk about books. We talk about the places we want to visit. We talk about the best food we have ever tasted. And I discover that she is kind. She is funny. And she is easy to talk to. Later, I realize something important. Most of my fears were only in my head. They were like shadows. They looked big and scary. But when I faced them, they disappeared. They went away. When I walk home in the evening, my legs are tired again, but my heart feels light. Today, I did two new things. I walked to work, and I spoke to someone new. They are small actions, but they mean a lot. At home, I write in my notebook, "Today, I took two steps. They were small, but they moved me forward. I felt the air on my face. I saw the world around me. I spoke without fear. And I learned that change begins with simple choices. I look at those words and smile. Growth is not a race. It is not about doing everything fast. It is a slow walk, one step, then another. And I am learning to enjoy the walk. The next morning, I walk again. This time, I notice even more. The sound of leaves under my feet, the smell of coffee from a cafe, the way the sunlight touches the rooftops. I say hello to the cat. I say hello to the same cat on the bench. The father and daughter wave at me as I pass by. And in this moment, I understand something deeper. Small steps may look small, but they change the way we see the world. One day, after a long day at work, I decide to walk home by the sea. The sun is slowly setting. The waves move gently. The air smells of salt and wind. It is one of those peaceful evenings when the world feels calm and quiet. As I walk along the shore, I notice an old man sitting alone on a wooden bench. His face is full of deep wrinkles. But his eyes? His eyes are bright. His eyes are warm and calm. And he has... It is like he has seen everything and is still at peace with it. I feel curious, so I sit down next to him. He turns his head, smiles, and says hello. We start talking. His voice is slow and soft, like the rhythm of the waves. His name is Samuel. He is 80 years old. He has lived in this town all his life. He tells me he comes to this bench almost every evening to watch the sea and think. He says, "The sea is my oldest friend." Then he laughs and gently says, "It teaches me something new every day." I ask him what he means. He points at the water and says, "Look at the waves. Sometimes they are calm and soft. Sometimes they are wild and strong. But they always keep moving. Life is the same. It changes with the season. It teaches us patience. It teaches us strength." Then he says something I will never forget. "We grow when we listen to others, to the world, and to ourselves. Most people talk too much and listen too little. But if you listen, truly listen, life will show you the way." I sit there for a while after he speaks. The sound of the sea seems different now. It's deeper. The wind feels like it is carrying a message. On my way home, I think about his words. I realize that I often try to control everything. My plans, my future, my success. I plan every step. I worry about every mistake. But maybe growth is not always about control. Maybe it is also about trust. Trusting the process. Trusting that life knows how to guide me if I look closely, if I pay attention. That evening, I sit by my window again. The sky is dark now, full of bright stars. The world is silent. So I open my notebook and write, "Today I learned to listen. I learned that wisdom often comes quietly." From that day on, I begin to practice listening, not just with my ears, but with my heart. I listen to the sound of the rain tapping gently on my window. I listen to the laughter of children playing outside. I listen to the silence of the night. But most importantly, I start listening to myself. I listen to my thoughts, even the uncomfortable ones. I listen to my feelings, even the sad or confusing ones. And I listen to my fears, not to run from them, but to understand them. Slowly, I begin to understand myself more deeply. I notice patterns in my thoughts. I notice what brings me joy and what causes me stress. I learn to be gentle with my emotions. I learn to be patient with my journey. Listening becomes a daily habit, a way to connect with the world and with who I am. And with each passing day, I feel a quiet transformation inside me. I feel a quiet change inside me. Life speaks all the time, in the wind, in the waves, in the people around us, and deep within our own hearts. All we have to do is listen. 2 weeks later, I decide to try something that scares me. Public speaking. Yes, public speaking. That means speaking in front of others. At work, there is a small team meeting every Friday. Usually, I stay quiet and listen. But this time, I raise my hand and offer to share a short idea about a new project. My heart beats fast. My hands are shaking. A voice in my head says, "You will make a mistake. People will laugh." But I remember the promise I made to myself. To try. To step into discomfort. To grow. I stand up and speak. My voice is soft at first, but it becomes stronger with every sentence. I share my idea clearly. When I finish, there is silence. Then my manager smiles and says, "That's a great idea, Tom. Let's explore it further." A warm feeling spreads through my chest. I feel proud, not because the idea was perfect, but because I had the courage to speak. Later, I write in my notebook, "Courage is not the absence of fear. It is doing something even when fear is present." Fear is part of life. Everyone feels it. But when we face it, even in small ways, it loses power over us. And every time we step forward, we become a little stronger. Now, not everything I try goes well. Some things go wrong, okay? And that is part of the journey too. 1 month into my promise, I decide to take a painting class. I have always admired art, but I have never painted everything. I imagine that I will be good at it. I imagine people will be surprised by my hidden talent. The reality is different. My first painting is a mess. The colors mix in strange ways. The shapes are not clear. Even the teacher looks confused when she sees it. For a moment, I feel disappointed. I feel frustrated. I want to quit. I want to say, this is not for me. But then I remember, I did not promise to succeed. I promised to try. I keep painting. The second painting is still bad. The third one is slightly better. And the fourth one, well, it is not good, but it makes me smile. So I learn an important lesson. Failure is not the opposite of growth. It is part of growth. Every mistake teaches me something new. So I write in my notebook, I failed today, and I am grateful for it. I am thankful, because failure is a teacher too. As weeks pass, I notice something else. I am often too hard on myself. I expect too much. I want to change quickly, grow fast, improve every day. And when I don't, I feel frustrated. One evening, after a long day, I look in the mirror and say, why am I not better yet? Then I remember something Samuel, the old man, told me. You should not shout at a flower and tell it to grow faster. You should give it water. You should give it sunlight. And you should give it time. I realize I must do the same for myself. Growth takes time. It needs patience. It needs care and kindness. That night, I write myself a letter. In the letter, I forgive myself for my mistakes. I thank myself for trying. I promise to treat myself with compassion, with kindness, with understanding, just as I would treat a friend. The next morning, I feel lighter. I walk to work slowly. I enjoy the cool wind. I smile at strangers. I even stop to watch the waves for a few minutes. I write in my notebook, being kind to myself is not weakness. It is strength. It gives me the energy to keep growing. Growth is not only about what happens inside us. It is also about how we connect with others. I used to think I had to do everything alone. But slowly, I learned that sharing the journey with people makes it richer and more meaningful. One weekend, I decide to volunteer at a local community center. We help clean a park and plant flowers. I meet people of all ages, children, parents, grandparents. We laugh, we talk, and we work together. One woman tells me about her life. She moved to this town 5 years ago and felt lonely for a long time. She says, "Volunteering changed everything. I found friends here. I found a purpose." Her words stay with me. We are all searching for connection, to feel seen, valued, and to be part of something bigger. Growth is not only about becoming the best version of ourselves. It is also about helping others grow too. At the end of the day, I feel tired, but I am happy. My hands are dirty, my back hurts, but my heart feels full. I write in my notebook, "Growth is not a solo journey. It is not an individual journey. It is something we build together." Now, sometimes growth means adding new things, but sometimes it means letting go. It means to remove something, to get rid of something. One day, I open a box at home and find an old notebook from 5 years ago. In the notebook, there are plans I never completed. There are goals I never reached. There are dreams that no longer matter. They are not important anymore. For a moment, I feel sad. It feels like failure. But then I realize something. It is okay to change. It is okay to outgrow old dreams, to become bigger than old dreams. The person I was 5 years ago is not the same person I am today. I decide to throw away the old notebook, not because it is meaningless, but because I am ready to write a new story. I stand by the sea that evening and watch the waves erase my footprints in the sand. Letting go is like that. It makes space for something new. Then I write in my notebook, "I let go today. I let go of all dreams. I let go of old fears. I let go of old expectations. And now I am ready for what comes next." It is now 3 months since I wrote my first promise. Many things have changed. But one of the most important lessons I have learned is this. True growth often happens in silence. One Sunday morning, I decide to spend the whole day alone. No phone, no internet, no plans. Just me, my thoughts, and the quiet around me. At first, it feels strange. My hands reach for my phone again and again. My mind feels restless. But after a while, something begins to change. The noise inside me, all the worries, all the doubts, all the plans, starts to fade. They start to disappear. I sit by the window and watch the clouds move slowly across the sky. I listen to the sound of my breathing. I feel my heart beating steadily. In that quiet, I start to understand myself more deeply. I think about what really matters to me, not what others expect, not what society says. I think about what truly feels meaningful in my heart. So I write in my notebook, "Silence is not empty. It is full of answers." From that day on, I make quiet moments part of my routine. A short walk without music or podcast. Time to simply be, to simply exist. These small pauses helped me grow from the inside out. Now, growth is not always exciting. Sometimes it is slow and invisible. Like a tree that grows silently under the soil before anyone sees its leaves. I learned this lesson when I start running. At first, I can only run for 5 minutes. I want quick results. I want to run for an hour. But my body says no. It is easy to feel frustrated. It is easy to think, I'm not improving. But I keep going. 5 minutes become 10. 10 minutes become 20. Slowly, week by week, I build strength. One morning, 3 months later, I run for an entire hour. I stop by the sea. I breathe hard, but I smile. It was not magic, it was patience. It was small steps, repeated again and again. I realize that this lesson is not just about running. It is about life. Many things grow slowly. Confidence, kindness, wisdom. But if we keep going, we will see the results. So I write in my notebook, patience is not waiting for things to happen. It is trusting that small actions will lead to big change. So one evening, I sit in my room and look around. My life is not perfect. There are still problems. There are still questions without answers. But there is also so much to be thankful for. There is so much to be grateful for. I have a warm home. I have food on my table. I have friends who care about me. I have a body that lets me walk, run, and explore the world. I have a mind that learns and grows. I decide to start a new habit, writing 3 things I am grateful for every night. At first, the list is simple. I am grateful for the sunshine today. Grateful means thankful. I am grateful for a good conversation with Anna. I am grateful for a delicious dinner. But with time, my gratitude, my being thankful, becomes deeper. I am grateful for a delicious dinner. One of the most beautiful surprises on this journey is finding out that personal growth is not just about me. It is also about how I can support the growth of others. at the community center, a young boy named Leo joins the volunteer group. He is shy. He is quiet. He is always standing at the back. He reminds me of myself a few months ago. One day, I sit next to him and start a conversation. We talk about school. We talk about his dreams. We talk about the things that scare him. And I tell him about my own fears and how I face them step by step. Slowly, he opens up. He starts talking. Week by week, I see his confidence grow. He starts talking to other volunteers. He even leads a small project one weekend. Watching him change teaches me something powerful. When we grow, we create space for others to grow too. Our courage can inspire someone else's courage. Our kindness can plant a seed of hope. I write in my notebook, "Growth multiplies when shared." The more I give, the more I grow. One night, Samuel invites me to his home for tea. His small living room is filled with books. It is filled with photographs and the smell of old wood. We sit by the fire. He tells me stories. Stories from his childhood. Stories from his travels. Stories about love and loss. Some stories are happy. Some stories are sad, but all of them are full of wisdom. He says, stories are how we make sense of our lives. Then he says, they remind us where we came from and they guide us where we are going. I realize that my journey is also a story. Not a story of success or perfection, but a story of growth. Every chapter, even the difficult ones, do matter. When I return home, I open my notebook and I read all the pages I have written since that first morning. Each note is a small piece of the story. I smile. I am proud of this story. And I know it is not yet over. Seasons change, and so do we. When I started this journey, it was early spring. Cold mornings, quiet streets, and soft light. Now, many months have passed. Autumn, fall has arrived. The air smells different. The leaves have turned gold and red. The days are shorter, but the sunsets are brighter. I walk through the park and watch the trees let go of their leaves. At first, it looks like a kind of ending, but I know better now. It is not the end. It is part of the cycle. The trees are not dying. They are preparing for new life. I realize that I, too, have changed. The person walking through this park is not the same person who once felt stuck and afraid. I am calmer now. I am braver. I understand myself more deeply, and I am learning to trust life. Growth is not always visible. You cannot always see it. It is often quiet. It is gentle. It is slow. But when you look back, you can see how far you have come. So, I write in my notebook, change is not something to fear. It is a sign that we are alive. So, my friends, as you finish listening to this story, I want to remind you of something important. Growth is not about being perfect. It is not about having everything figured out. It is about trying, step by step, day by day. Some days, you will feel strong. Other days, you will feel lost. Both are part of the journey. Do not rush it. Do not compare yourself to others. Trust your space. Celebrate your small victories. Learn from your mistakes and never stop walking. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of English Unleashed. I'm Tom. And until next time, keep learning, keep practicing, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.